You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, and online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest from the southern area of the Upper Peninsula. It's Pascal Washler from the Boniface Arts Center. Good morning, and how are you today?
Good morning, I say, from the balmy, balmy south.
Right. Relatively a few degrees higher, maybe. I don't know at this point. So we're looking into December now. We're already to the end of 2018, and wow. I know there's a lot of exciting holiday events that are coming up all over the place. So what's happening at the Boniface?
Oh, yeah. It is. Merry Christmas and happy December, and we want to make it fun and memorable. So there are some new... we're focusing on the family, and there are some new family events for the holidays here at the Boniface. And there's our very traditional annual. We always have it gingerbread house workshop, and we always have it that first Saturday of December. So again, it's for children of all ages and parents and grannies and papas, and come on in because it's a delectable time. Everything you need is supplied for you. You register ahead of time, and then we are ready for you. You have this basic construction kit, and then you have the mortar, which is really Royal Canadian icing, and that pulls it all together with the instruction from our wonderful local artist, Edie Moritz. And then we embellish. It's like Candyland. It's like you walk into the studio and you feel like you're a little munchkin on the Candyland board game. And it really is a lot of fun. I've done that for years with my own children. So this has been going on for some time. Everything we talk about this morning is more information, details, and registration is available by going to bonifacearts.org or just giving us a call, 786-3833. But the gingerbread workshop kind of kicks off our whole holiday season. And then we have another new holiday family tradition, and we hope it will be a tradition. And we're very excited, we're working with the new ownership at the Canterbury Bookstore. That's our local bookstore here on Ludington Street, downtown Escanaba. Mm-hmm. And it was just purchased. There's new ownership, and we are so glad. It's going strong. It's a young couple. They have a lot of great ideas, and Jesse will be here from the Canterbury Bookstore for our Polar Express Family Night.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's new. That's the second Saturday. That's the 15th.
And that like a family read-through of the story?
Yes, it does include a read-through, but as is typical, it's kind of the Boniface hallmark, is you usually make something, you're usually engaged in many ways, and then you'll take something home. So this is an evening of a kind of holiday crafts, you know, so you can make something seasonal and decorative, and then you can take it home. You know, if people want to come in their coziest little pajamas, they can do that. So it's designed to be fun. It's at 6:30. They'll make crafts, and then we'll sip some hot cocoa. and we'll have yummy Christmas cookies. Don't tell the kids, but there's going to be a surprise from you know who. And Jesse will be here to read the Polar Express.
Wonderful. Great way to get the family together and, like you said, do a little crafting and expand that experience of the story of Polar Express. Always a great story for this time of the year.
It is.
Yeah, so far these are all events that are great for the family, getting them together, getting them engaged in December and in the holiday season. What other kind of events or classes are available?
Oh, well, we do have, in December, we have the last of our culinary series. It was a kind of around the world, we kind of globetrotted. And on December 4th, Mitzi Bryak will be here. She's going to be working in an Indian cuisine. Mitzi is from Bombay, and she's a tremendous chef and cook. And so she's going to walk us through some of her favorite dishes, the Indian cuisine, and as is typical with our culinary series, we go and we watch the demonstration, and there's conversation back and forth, question and answers, and then the favorite part is when you get up and go through the line and you eat in the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone goes home with some recipes. We want to thank Elmer's County Market and Hob and Sol for being sponsors for our culinary arts.
Excellent. So that's a delicious way to ring in the December season here. Wonderful. And again, these kind of classes always kind of make me hungry as I typically have a small breakfast. So it's nice to kind of hear different kinds of food options that people can experience and learn. And like you said, you come home with a recipe so you can try that out at home too. So very
right.
Cool.
I have some of my favorite recipes now have come from the Boniface's Culinary Arts. So I can vouch that they are great. Another studio class, it's the last of a series, is the Art of Flowers, and it's meeting again with Dr. Dave Gaffner. He's a local horticulturalist, and he's going to be doing Christmas arrangements, and he is a wealth of knowledge. Just like our culinary guests, you can ask them all about whatever the specific subject is. Dave is a gardener and a horticulturalist, and he is a wealth of information. So with whatever you're working with, the materials you're working with, you can ask him about those, and you're going to come and arrange a beautiful Christmas centerpiece that you'll be taking home. It's like a great bang for your buck. Everything here, again, is available online for registration or calling 786-3833 for more information. We do have yoga continuing through December. We have our wonderful toddler art continuing through December. And toddler art is for, you know, our little ones who can be upright and toddle all the way to three. So we invite those little ones with a guardian, an auntie, a mom or a dad. Sometimes grandmas and grandpas come, and it's a wonderful socialization, and they go from station to station. They kind of direct themselves, doing a number of different activities, and then Lorne Watson will bring us all together with story and song and drumming. It's a wonderful and lively time here in the studios. And I maybe should segue there and also say Lorne Watson is going to be live in concert. Yeah, I know. This is new, and this is exciting. I'm going to grab some friends and go. It is a percussionist concert with Lorne Watson. Mm-hmm. He's going to be performing with Joe Helberg, who's an Escanaba music teacher, Phil Lynch, who's a local jazz pianist, Bill Schoquist, who is a vocalist and plays guitar, and Ann Wood, who is a music director. So we have some really great leading musicians here in the Delta County area, and they're going to be in concert on Friday, December 14th, at the Bessie Theater at Bay College.
Ah, so you've got some multi-talented folks that are available in the area. That's wonderful. So so that event is the 14th, and that'll be at the Bessie Center Theater. And otherwise, the events and classes are all available on bonifacearts.org. And again, if you're going to register for those, you can do that on the web ahead of time. And what was the phone number again for the Boniface?
It's 786-3833.
Okay, wonderful. We're just about out of time, but is there anything else that you'd like to add? I believe we talked about membership earlier.
Yes, we talked about membership. This is a great time when we're considering gift giving, a great time maybe to consider membership at the Boniface for someone who doesn't have it. And we have a membership special where the price of a family membership is now the price of an individual. So if you register now or register someone new who might not have a membership, this is a great time to do that. Save a little money, support a local agency, and give a wonderful gift. Another way to give gifts would be maybe to look at the classes. Our classes will be online very shortly for January on, or consider a painting party. Those are great gifts for people who have a lot and maybe are just looking for experiences. And I do want to invite people, if they come in now to the galleries, they are going to see an exquisite, it really is, I'm so pleased. This is our 25th year for Northern Exposure, which is a regional arts competition, and our juror from Milwaukee did a fabulous job. And that's open now through December 20th. We can thank Bay Bank, Escanaba Veterinary Clinic, Great Smile Dentistry, Tacman Capital, and Thrivent Financial. All of those businesses know that good art is good business, and they are supporting this regional competition. And as a special treat, there's Russian Orthodox icons in our studio gallery, and it's a wonderful, very different look at artistry because it's a very prayerful style of painting, Byzantine, and there's a wonderful display of how it's done and why it's done the way it's done. So it's a little bit of art history, a little bit of method and technique, and some beautiful Russian icons.
Wonderful. And you know what, Pasco, it seems like we're always just scratching the surface with what's happening at the Boniface, but we'll have to continue that at another time. But I really appreciate what you've been able to share with us involving getting the family together, checking out all different avenues of art in the Upper Peninsula, and what's happening at the Boniface. So again, Pasco, thank you so much for letting us know what's happening.
Thank you, Kurt. It's always a pleasure.